I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's the big show. Come on, crank it up and turn on all the lights, y'all. Oh. Well,
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh.
Great interview by Matt Velasquez. How you say his name?
FM, the fat Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal.
I think that's close enough.
He'll be on the post-game show again tonight.
He joined you guys every
post-game.
I didn't know that.
Yep. Ryan Horvat hosting. As he does on Wednesday night, so he'll be in here.
Is he okay? He's been sick the last few weeks, ain't he?
He's
not been feeling good.
I probably shouldn't put his business on our front street. But
no, he did it. One day he had something growing on his face or something. You told me he had to hide.
Most of the time, it's normally sinus issues. Like right now,
yeah.
I myself have a huge sinus headache and my eye is killing me.
Hey, man, I think you were born with one, Steve, honest with you.
Right. And that goes to my coughing and everything else. So he has as many problems as I do with sinuses.
He's a hard worker, though, when he's working.
Yeah, he does. He comes in here and plays more sick than
most
people.
You don't even know he's feeling bad, right?
No. You look at his face, it's all swollen.
He's the only guy that won't cough on you.
No. He doesn't believe in calling in sick.
I'll cough red in people's face.
So this is something that came out earlier today. The NBA championship odds updated.
They really should stop this stuff.
What?
They should just stop putting these odds out and making people fight in the barbershop.
Oh, okay. But these are the updated odds from earlier today. The Golden State Warriors are now 2-5.
2-5. Come on, man.
Why bother even betting them if it's 2-5? The Boston Celtics are at 8-1.
Wait. It's not the Bucks next?
No.
Okay, continue.
The Philadelphia 76ers, after their trade for Tobias Harris, are now 10-1. The Toronto Raptors are 10-1. Then the Milwaukee Bucks at 12-1. Followed up by the Rockets, Thunder, and Lakers at 16-1, and then a huge drop off to everybody that they don't believe in, including the Denver Nuggets at 40-1.
The Lakers at 16-1? Come on, man! What is going on? It's just for making money. Though.
The Nuggets have like the third best record in the NBA, and they're 40-1.
They think they're gonna faint. So if you're a Nuggets fan, you can make some cash.
You're a Nuggets fan? You gotta be kidding me! Because clearly nobody believes in them. If you don't think people don't believe in the Bucks, people clearly aren't believing in the Denver Nuggets. Yeah.
And we never really care about that stuff because it doesn't really matter. We determine who wins, not somebody who's building buildings. But I think they just put it out there for conversation to make money. And I don't mind it.
Right. It's where the money is being bet and what they think is going to happen.
Fan bases clearly care about it, though. Because since this has been
But the fan that doesn't care about it will tell you, you know how odds are made. They don't mean anything when your team isn't there.
Yeah.
But if your team is favored to do something, then let's talk about the odds. Let's all have a conversation. Yeah. But if not, I don't want to really talk about it. It doesn't mean anything. Don't waste our time. That's normally what it means. I'll tell you what it means to me. It tells me they aren't getting respected once again
of the day. Why is it people
the Bucks
respecting
are 12-1 and the damn Lakers are 16-1 behind them.
Raptors, I'm a Lakers fan. I don't agree with that.
Sixers and Celtics all in front of the Milwaukee Bucks, Gary Ellerson. What do you make of the updated odds today? And what does everyone else think, too? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FM, The Fan.
Yeah, what you think, Junior?
That's interesting to me. I mean, it really is. I mean, the best record in the NBA?
Don't
Bucks?
Mean that.
Correct.
Don't mean that.
No.
Fifth in odds.
What?
They got Boston ahead of them.
Right.
Boston second best.
Hey, Did we talk about Boston yesterday?
Put some respect on my name.
Remember I talked about Boston yesterday?
That's what the Bucks just
But what you say?
Me.
Leroy didn't believe you, though.
Celtics going to be a problem.
Stop it.
They're going to be a problem.
Number 34 is the problem. Okay?
Ray Allen's retired.
The real 34 now.
Ooh, ooh, look at you.
We got a 34. They're going to be retired, too. They're going to retire two 34s.
That's okay.
Stop it.
And Steve, I'm blown away, though, with this, though. I really am. I mean,
34 played in that series last year.
Give me the top five again.
He didn't have
and
Boston, Booten, man.
And Boston wasn't even healthy last year.
He did not have Booten. Stop running stuff.
He didn't have Budenholzer.
Right.
Well, then don't say it's about 34. Say it's about
it
Booten.
It is about 34.
It's about Booten then.
If 34 do the same thing he did, the same numbers he had last year in that series, they're going to win 4-2, man. Let's get moving. What's the next topic? Stop this stuff, man.
All right, Gary, what do you think of these odds?
You're going to be okay today. You don't look right.
No, I just told him I don't feel well. But go ahead.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah.
I'll be all
well,
right.
You can't leave because I don't know how to run the board. So you got to just suck it up.
Yeah, if you don't.
Oh, Orlovsky's here. He'll be fine.
I bought you some drinks today.
You can't go nowhere.
I bought him some drinks to get wired up.
Yeah, that Mountain Dew, I haven't touched it yet, though.
Put one of them packets in there for him, Roy.
Hey, which NASCAR guy does Mountain Dew? Do we remember?
I don't know. It used to be Junior. But I don't know who it is
anymore. Steve, you don't wear the coat I bought you a long time ago, about 10 years ago.
It's not
the one you got from the gas station with the oil smell on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
That one. The Harvick one.
It was supposed to have an oil smell on it because it's Harvick.
It's
the Harvick coat, cuz.
This dude here.
Leroy.
Sometimes you will be grateful with presents. Sometimes you just say
no. What's it supposed to smell like?
This dude here. Sparky, I got you a present, man. Don't you like this dude? Kind of Harvick.
That's your guy.
Man, it smelled like oil and gasoline. Like he just took it from a gas station.
I did.
Or a repair shop or something.
I did. I ain't gonna lie, I was thinking about you. I did.
You are right. It's a thought that counts.
Yeah. Harvick.
Yeah,
you're his guy.
Kevin
you don't wear it no more. I ain't never seen you wear it.
Harvick's still my guy.
$5, $10.
But that was the old Harvick, though. That
was the old. Yeah, that was the GM stuff. The black and the gray. And
did you
that.
Buy with your EET card?
You know what that is right now? That's old school stuff right now. And that's throwback.
It is old school stuff.
That's throwback, cuz.
All my NASCAR stuff is in a box.
Okay, so
in my basement right now. All my diecast cars and all that stuff. Just don't got any room to put it anywhere.
So all right, let me talk to you about these odds, Steve.
No, thank you.
These odds. Folks can come on here and say they don't mean that all they want. But I'm going to tell you this right here. Them jokers in Vegas, they don't be wrong. I'll tell y'all.
They don't care one way or the other. They just get
the well, they get money.
They were wrong on the Brewers.
Huh?
They were wrong on the Brewers.
Sure was.
I'm just saying. They're wrong sometimes.
Why are you trying to mess my argument up?
They're wrong sometimes. You can say sometimes they're wrong. And maybe they'll be wrong this time. But they're right more than they're wrong.
Right. That's why they got them tall buildings.
Yes. Yep. That's right.
That's right.
That's why they got them tall buildings, because they don't be wrong a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, could they be wrong? Yeah, they could be. And I don't know if this is about disrespecting the Bucks either.
Man, put some respect on that name.
Give me teams again.
Warriors 2-5. Mm. Not even worth a bet. Celtics 8-1. Sixers 10-1. Mm-hmm. Raptors 10-1.
Was this the Sixers? Was this before or after the trade?
After the trade. Updated. It's all updated. Tobias Harris is the difference.
Really? Mm-hmm. This is after the trade?
Right. Yep. Raptors 10-1. Bucks 12-1. And then it's the Rockets, Thunder, Lakers are all 16-1. And then a huge drop off to the Nuggets at 40-1, even though the Nuggets, I think, have like the third or fourth best record in the NBA.
Yeah.
So that's where it is. The Lakers 16-1.
You ask me what it means? Well, it means that they don't think the Bucks are a really good basketball team and they're not going to get to the NBA Finals. That's what it means.
Yeah, it's just, to me, it's crazy.
I mean, there's no way you can have the team with the best record in the NBA. They're not bought in.
Updated odds have the Bucks as the fourth best team in the East to win it all. What are we missing? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Ron and Brown Deer, you're up next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Those odd things, you guys are kind of right. You know, I it's like it's some kind of gimmick or something, or those guys are kind of retarded, you know.
They've only been doing odds for, like, I don't know, 100 years, and people make bets on them.
Well, I understand that also, you know, but look at teams like the Bucks have beaten all, you know, some of the best teams in the league, and they got the best record in the East. You think that would mean something, you know. And,
They haven't won a playoff series in 20 years.
Ooh, is that what it
is? Yeah, that's true also.
Well,
but look at what
17
they're doing
years,
this year. And then last year they gave Boston all they could handle for 7 games. So, you know, you figure it's got to be some improvement on that, because Boston is basically bringing back the same team.
If they don't win a first-round series this year, people are going to lose their mind, and they rightfully should lose their mind, because they're not going to play anybody worth anything in the first round this year. The second round is going to be different. Second round is going to be Boston, Philly, or Toronto. That's going to be a problem no matter who you get. But the first round, they should maybe even sweep the first round.
Yeah, but look at the Bucks have showed that they can beat Boston and Philadelphia. And let's talk about Denver. Denver has beaten some of the best teams in the league.
Yeah.
Come on, you know.
I don't buy Denver, though. You buy Denver?
Do I what?
You buy Denver?
Do I buy Denver? I don't know about winning the championship, because Golden State going to win the whole thing anyway, you know.
Right.
But I can see Denver going into the, you know.
Are
like,
they going to beat the Rockets?
Yeah, I think they can.
Thunder?
I think they can, because the Rockets, they're basically basing all their stuff on one man, you know.
That's true. How about
and
the Thunder?
That, James Harden, he never has a good playoff series anyway.
No, can't argue about that.
And the Thunder, no, I'm not, you know, the Thunder, they don't do good in the playoffs.
Paul George playing really well, though, right now. Thanks for the call, Ron. He really is.
Yeah, that was Ron. I want to apologize for his language. He said some words we don't say on the show.
Thank you.
But I also would say this, that I wish Horvath was here, because he loved the Beatles. Just
so is Baby Tausch. If Baby Tausch was here instead of Vegas.
Yeah.
I wonder how much Baby Tausch is putting on the Bucks to win it. Because all you people that's
in that in the break.
All you people, oh, I don't mean anything. All right, so all you people be willing to go put a bunch of money down on the Bucks to win it, because you think you know.
Just put $50 on it. See what happens.
Come on. All right, so anyways, go ahead, Leroy.
It is disrespect, though, because you think about that. But a lot of people may also be thinking about, I bet they sit in these meetings and they say, you know, who's doing really well that we think will come back to the pack? And we think Boston's going to turn it around. So the Bucks are out there. So make them 16-1. Okay, great. Denver, we don't believe in Denver. They don't even have anybody. People know. So put them here. Okay, everybody go put the money on this. Next thing you know, it get back to the radio and we discuss it. And again, if your team is number one, it should really bother you that people don't think they're fifth best to win it. But to put Boston ahead of them. Now, if Boston wasn't ahead of them, I'd be okay with it. Okay, I'm fine. That's the one team that's starting to get under my crawl a little bit.
Who that?
Boston. Because there's so many Boston fans.
Why they getting underneath your crawl? Girl?
Because we used to just kill them back in the day. They won one or two against us, but I ain't counting those. So now Boston's supposed to be that Laker
fan. Wait, hold on. Who crushed you? Who beat you?
Boston. Larry Bird and them, they got us a few times.
Oh,
but
it's
all good.
Way far back. What about Garnett and Pierce and Ray Allen? What about that group? Rondo. They were pretty good for a while.
Yeah, but we was okay. But when we had Kobe and Shaq, we destroyed them too.
So. I'm saying we as a Laker fan, just so you know. This isn't about the we as the Bucks.
I got two we's, you know that. And not the games.
that was pretty good.
I'm just saying that the Boston fans are coming at me because they know I like the Bucks too. Man, y'all just jumped out. We're better. So now when I go get my haircut tomorrow, the first thing I'm going to bring up is this.
They should.
We got a better odds to beat you guys, and you guys are number one. What's my comeback?
You don't have one.
You don't have one.
Next phone call. You don't have one.
I'll come up with something, though, Steve.
That's right.
I'm
going to
get them
one.
Off me. Yeah.
But who we do know is number one is Pella Windows.
Oh, Lord.
All the time.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PelloWI.com to start the process, and right now they are offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months, no payment until June of 2020. Experience the Pella difference when you work with Gina Della from Pella. You work with her and her entire team. Guys, don't worry about the cold. The Pella team installs year-round, Roy Lee.
Pella.com or PelloWI.com.
Yeah, uh-oh.
You want me got that blank look across his face. I was like, uh-oh.
P-E-L-L-A-W-I.
Okay. Don't spell that.
I got it right in front of me.
Okay, good.
I'm just doing it to be funny. PellaWI.com. Yeah. Or you can just give him a phone call and tell him you can't spell like Leroy Butler. 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Tell him Leroy Butler and Gary Ellerson sent you.
All right, coming up next, we'll get back to the phones. People on hold. People on hold are saying these odds are right for the Milwaukee Bucks and not wrong. We'll hear about it next. Winnie's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Pfeiffer along with Gary Ellerson. Don't forget, after the Bucks game tonight, Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show presented to you by Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Get that at Pick and Save. They are so good. Very, very filling, though. but very, very good.
Who's working at Twitter's today?
Jeff Orlowski.
Okay.
Jeff Orlowski working social media today. Baby Tosh in Vegas. He'll be back on Friday, back in the seat of the Wendy's Big Show. Coming up next hour, actually this hour, coming up in about 25 minutes or so, we'll talk with Adam McKelvey and get his thoughts on the rule proposals for Major League Baseball between the Players Association and MLB. I think most of them are trash. We'll see what he thinks. And we'll also get his thoughts on if he thinks the Brewers are close to maybe getting another deal done here before spring training gets underway here in a few days. Asking you right now about the Milwaukee Bucks. The latest odds are out after the Philadelphia 76ers acquired Tobias Harris earlier today. And right now, the Bucks are fifth best odds of winning the NBA title. And they're the fourth best in the Eastern Conference, with Boston having the second best odds behind Golden State. And then it comes Philly and Toronto. And then the Milwaukee Bucks. And what are we missing? 414-799-1250. Antoine, Northside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up,
hey,
Antoine?
Yeah, what's up, Twan?
Hey, when I saw that the Vegas odds, at first it was a little bit frustrating considering the Bucks got the best record in the NBA. But when you sit back and think about it, outside of, I'll say, Toronto, I believe that the all the other teams, their second best star is much better than our second best star. And I'm a Middleton fan. I think he's a great player. But all those teams ahead, I think it comes down to the second best stars on each one of those teams. You think about the Rockets. They got James Harden, Chris Paul. I don't think any of those guys are better than I don't think Middleton's better than any of those guys. Then you think about Philly. You think about Joel Embiid, Jimmy Butler. I think those two are better than our I don't think Middleton's better than Jimmy Butler. Of course, Golden State is Golden State, but I think it just comes down to after Giannis, who's the second best player on each team. So I'll hang up and I'll let you guys talk. Appreciate for you guys taking the call.
Antoine, thanks for the call. And you know, really, when you look at that starting five in Philadelphia now of Ben Simmons.
Yeah, we're going to need to get in that, Steve.
You have Joel Embiid,
yes, sir.
Tobias Harris,
yep.
Jimmy Butler,
yep.
J.J. Redick.
Yep.
I mean, that is going to be interesting because Tobias Harris can stretch the floor and shoot that three just like J.J. Redick can. Mm-hmm. Tobias Harris can get to the rim if need be in certain situations.
But he's a bigger dude.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Yep.
You know, I always like the bigger guy.
No doubt.
Let me have Logan and Devlin for a month.
Right. Absolutely.
I show what I can do with them two jokers.
Right. And that's our kids that he's talking about. But that's the thing, though. Now, Philadelphia's problem right now is they have no bench. So will they make a move or two to try and improve their bench? Will they pick up some guys in the buyout market like everybody's expecting them to do? I'm sure they probably will. They were active last year in the buyout market. I'm sure Philly will be active again this year in the buyout market to try and improve. And the Bucks can improve maybe in the buyout market the same way. They tried last year and couldn't get the guys, really, that they were trying to get at the end of the day. And that kind of hurt. And I guess Brandon Jennings. But they really wanted, or I think, Ersan. And they may have wanted to have some interest in Bellinelli, but both of those guys went to Philadelphia.
And Bellinelli and Ersan both
propelled Philly as far as they went. Difference makers for him.
Right.
John in Muskego, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, boys.
What's up?
Hey, John.
What about a proposed trade?
John, real quick. John, real quick. John?
Oh, go ahead, Gary.
Where you at in Muskego?
Over by Bay Lane Elementary.
Oh, okay. Sounds
good. I know your neighbor down the street. I just bought a four-wheeler from him. What about to go?
Who? What my neighbor name?
Shane.
Oh, plow guy.
We were just talking about him the other day on the show.
Shane. Oh,
yeah. And my son bought a four-wheeler from him the other day.
He's selling four-wheelers down there now?
I'm sorry?
He's selling four-wheelers down there now?
Well, he's 12 years old. My son's 12 years old. And he bought a four-wheeler with his own money.
Who did he buy it from, Shane or the other kids?
Shane.
Oh, Shane.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
So, hey, listen, how about this?
What?
I'm sorry, but I don't believe Gary Wolf will ever, but I know, y'all, I don't believe in what he's saying.
But
if Bledsoe is really on the hook, what about Bledsoe, Snell, and Ersan for Conley and Marc Gasol from Grizzlies?
Tell me something. Why would Memphis make that deal?
Yeah.
If they're trying to dump salary.
Yeah, but the other deal that apparently
contract, right?
But the other deal that apparently has been talked about is Lowry and Valanciunas going back the other way for Gasol and Conley.
Oh, that's a better deal, I got it.
Yeah, but if for the Bucks, it's a horrible deal. You don't want Conley and Gasol with the Raptors the rest of the year with Kawhi Leonard. I'll tell you that right now.
I'd like to see Conley and Marcus Gasol in a Bucks uniform.
Sure, me
no,
too.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm down for that and figure out how to make it work. I just don't think, like I said, the Bucks just don't have a lot of assets to get much of anything done at this point. They don't even have first-round picks they can deal. I mean, there's people on Twitter I want to get Mirotić, but last I saw, they want a one for Mirotić. Bucks don't have that.
Love Mirotić.
Yeah, so do I. I'd love to have Mirotić on this team, but again, I just don't think they have.
His shooting and his passing ability, I would love to see him in a Bucks uniform.
I think the only way they're going to get a real impact player is if it's a three-way deal and they get help.
Stanley Johnson's never going to play for the Bucks.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. And to that point, I said this before. If they traded for him and not going to play him, then I rather would have just had a pick. Just give me a second-round pick in 2020 or something where I can draft the guy, develop in the G League, and go versus doing it this way.
I'm just saying this, Steve. They want Thon gone.
Yes.
Okay.
Agreed. He asked for the trade. They said, cool, see you later. Cool,
there you go.
That was it. He didn't ask for the trade. I think he's still here, regardless of the crap you hear.
Exactly.
Art downtown, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Art?
Hey, guys. I don't think this has much to do with the respect or non-respect for the Bucks. It's more of a anticipation of where the money's going to be bet. And so there's probably not a lot of money bet on the Bucks right now. That's why they're 12-1. If a couple big players today were to bet a couple million dollars on the Bucks, you'd wake up tomorrow, whether they lost to Washington tonight or not, and those odds would go down to 6-1. That's why the Lakers are 16-1, because they anticipate there's going to be a lot of money bet on the Lakers, like Golden State's 2-5. And so how much money they anticipate is going to be bet.
All right, that's good in theory, and that's great. Tell me the last NBA favored not to win the finals. Tell me the last top two teams from the East and the West not to play in the finals.
Okay, well then, to your point of you're just wasting money putting it on Golden State is wrong, because if you put $1,000 on Golden State,
I don't
you're going to win.
I don't have $1,000.
Okay.
I'm talking about a $20
bet
here.
You'll win $40.
Yeah.
You'll win $40.
Right.
Yeah, right. But once again, if there's some money bet on the Bucks, then that line's going to change.
The reason they're not up there is because nobody thinks they can win the damn thing. Period. End of story. If there was a bunch of people betting on the Bucks, then that number would change. Right?
Yeah. We can agree to disagree, Sparky.
Right. I'm just saying, you can, like, I got a text from a buddy of mine, Steve, and he said, well, how many times were the Packers favored to do something in the NFL and they never did it? True. I'm like, true. Yeah. And I texted him back. I said, now good. Now tell me about the NBA side of things and tell me how many times Vegas has been wrong on predicting who's going to be in the finals in the last 5 years. Yes. They don't miss on the NBA.
No,
why? Because
no.
It's very predictive. You take the team with the most stars, and 9 out of 10 times, those are the teams that end up being in the NBA finals. That's it. That's how it goes. Thanks for the call. So what happens is, and I love Art, he knows that, but what happens is the NBA looks at it and says, what has won in the postseason every other time? Star power wins and good coaching, right? Golden State has both. Boston has both. So they're going to roll with those two. Now, you can have your debate about Toronto, Philly, and Milwaukee after that, but that's why those other two teams are respected the way they are. And they both have shown a track record of winning in the postseason for the most part. Now, Golden State's finished. Boston hasn't. But there's something there, at least. I don't know. And
I agree with you.
I get that, you know, you want to defend. Well, the odds mean nothing. Sure. But tell me that then, if the Bucks have Giannis, Anthony Davis, and a stud guard, and now all of a sudden they're the favorites to win the NBA championship or second favorite, are you going to call them and go, wow, that doesn't mean anything. They probably should be fifth or sixth. No. You're going to be like, that's exactly where they should be with the star power they have.
Exactly.
People don't buy into what the Bucks are doing in the regular season. They're looking at them and saying, this is a nice little regular season deal.
Yeah.
But when push comes to shove and the stars have to shine and defenses tighten up in the playoffs, then they're going to get slowed down quite a bit from what they're doing now.
So y'all saying the Bucks won't tighten up too?
Bucks won't tighten up what? Their defense?
Everything tighten up. You said that, right?
Defenses tighten up usually in the NBA playoffs. Usually.
Bucks number one in defense. 2, 3, 4, 5. They're going to tighten up some more.
Top five? Could. Sure.
Right. So why do you say it about another team, but you say the Bucks can't?
Because what happens is when you start talking about the NBA, it comes down to scoring and stars.
Right.
So are they going to have enough scoring when the other defenses tighten up? Will the Bucks have enough scoring
to
win? Well, they're like the best team in the league scoring
now.
He's talking
about when the playoffs start.
In the playoffs, calm down.
Okay,
Do they not?
I get that. So every team ratchets it up.
The game
gets
a little bit more physical in the playoffs.
So all that what y'all said is true. Other teams, all teams do that,
ratchet
right?
It yes. Up.
So will the Bucks.
The Bucks will ratchet it up.
Yeah.
They have to.
So I'm trying to figure out why y'all don't think they will.
Oh, I never said they wouldn't.
I'm just saying, for the people out there that say that Budenholzer wins a lot of games in Atlanta, he didn't, you know.
I thought you said that.
Well, few people seem to think that it's not that big of a deal.
That what?
It is a big deal because Buden did not have Giannis.
Who did he have?
I don't even know. Who did Atlanta have when he might have won 60 games?
Six games? Nobody.
They had that fast guard that with a little streak in his hair.
Who, Teague?
No, not him.
Who?
Little fast guard with a little streak in his hair.
Fast guard with
the 60-win season?
Yeah, then they had that little
wasn't
fast guard.
Wasn't that your cousin and Horford and all those fools?
Was that,
oh,
was that when they broke
yeah,
it
yeah, what's his name? You're the left-handed guy.
Josh Smith?
Yeah. He ain't in anybody now. He gone.
He had a big contract, though. He
huge. Huge.
So my thing is this.
Everybody eating off that down south.
All right, 60-22. This is who they had.
Who they had on their roster?
Let me see here.
I thought a little fast guy with a little
streak. They got any
Paul All-Star? Millsap, Kyle Korver, Damari Carroll, Jeff Teague, Al Horford. Josh Smith wasn't on that team.
No.
Al Horford, Dennis Schroeder.
Schroeder, that's him.
Seth Alosha, Ken Bazemore, Mike Scott, and he just got traded. Shelvin Mack, Elton Brand, new GM of Philly, who made that trade today. Mike Muscala, he got traded. John Jenkins, Austin Dave. Adrian Payne.
You now throw Giannis in there on there, throw two of those guys out. They'll probably beat LeBron.
Yeah, that wasn't a really good team.
Well, they won a bunch of games.
They had five guys averaging double figures. Yeah. Their top scorer on that team was Paul Millsap. He averaged 16.7 points a game.
That's a good team.
Nothing close to Giannis.
No.
Not even to Middleton for the most part.
You don't have a guy you can go to down the stretch either. No. Like Cash. You can go to Cash down the stretch. You put up some three.
Cash money.
Look, I'm expecting them to sign one more shooter anytime now, shooter, that can come off the bench and get them maybe 8 to 10 points.
That's what they need.
Rebound. That's all they need.
Yeah, they definitely need more help on the bench.
And they're trying to make that work. But
Stanley Stanley Johnson.
Like I said, they're trying to make the move now to make that work, but they had to move Don first. Not everything will fall.
And it'll be fun to see how this works in the Brown
market. I did
not
like seeing Boston ahead of the Bucks. That went my day.
Well, let's see what happens. All right, let's get to a sports flash.
Yeah, let's see what happens. I like when Trump said that. Let's see what happens. They have no answer. Let's just see what happens.
Trump doesn't say that.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Sparky,
right,
Gary Ellerson.
You stay right
Backer,
there.
Backer, Hall of Famer LeRoy Butler, lying on the couch in the studio.
You don't want none of these.
Jeff Orlowski was just in here telling us about his adventures away from radio.
Well, you had a colonoscopy. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Every man should get a colonoscopy.
Every man should get one.
Yep. Okay, so Gary, before we get to Adam McKelvey coming
Adam
up here
up.
In about 8 minutes or so,
I like Adam.
You wanted to address this JerMichael Finley
Listen,
comments.
Can you pull up the quotes real quick?
You're killing me.
Pull them up. Pull the quotes. All you people out there who think
you people,
I know y'all like Aaron Rodgers, and I do too, and I want the Green Bay Packers to win just like y'all.
Oh yeah.
But these boys ain't making this stuff up, y'all.
They're making it up?
Everybody. Yeah. They trashing JerMichael Finley. These boys.
You're talking about the Rob Reichel article?
Yeah, well, they trashed Greg Jennings when he said
he's coachable to a point, Finley said, of Rodgers and the Rob Reichel Forbes piece. We had Reichel on last week talking about this. Once you try to overcoach them, that's when he's going to do his own thing. With McCarthy, McCarthy used to call a play, Aaron would look at him, and then it's a whole different play. And we just ran a play that 12 call. Sorry. And I think it's going to be a whole lot worse with a young guy, LaFleur, and with where Aaron's at in his career. He's an icon of the NFL.
Get to Kabir. Now.
Hold on. He's not done. At this moment, you just gave this guy $200 million. It's going to be very hard to coach a guy the same age. His pay scale is raising his arm up to here, Finley was doing. And it's going to be hard to tell Aaron what to do.
Now get to Kabir. Now I'm going to. Kabir?
He's saying his opinion. What's wrong with that?
Well, more folks don't believe him.
Well, everything else players have said, you know, kind of back.
Well, they jumped all over Jennings when he said they all over JerMichael Finley. I mean, I get it. But I'm getting to Kabir. If y'all know, Kabir is the nicest guy you could ever want to meet. He's got no axe to grind here. Zip, zero, no. Good God-fearing man.
Right.
He got no axe to grind. And Leroy, he said something too, Kabir did, about Brett Favre in this.
Yeah, Kabir Bajabiamila did talk in this. And when we had Rice Alon, I had said before, you can argue that Philly and Jennings have an axe to grind with him in this article.
Right.
And
you can.
And I get that, and I totally understand that. KGB has an axe grind with nobody.
Nobody.
KGB said when Aaron became the man, he was the man, especially in his own eyes. Let's just put it that way. Things just changed. I don't know what to say. I don't want to lie to you. It's hard for me to say this without causing any drama. But I will say that between Brett and Aaron, and I'm just being honest here, so do what you want with this. With everything that Brett accomplished, you would think he'd be a little bit more arrogant, but he was actually more humble. And I felt that Aaron was a little bit more on the arrogant side. I would say from the time Rodgers arrived to the time he became a starter, I felt that he changed, and it wasn't for the better, end quote from KGB.
But see, I don't understand why you got to jump in people's mention and cuss them out and threaten them because they said what their opinion of, what the truth. I don't understand it.
I do.
Because when I said the thing about Mitch Trubisky beating the Packers, and it, you know, it was all that. Man, it's Aaron Rodgers fans are saying some of the most racist stuff they ever said to me. I'm like, wait a minute, if you're a Packer fan, we all play for the same team. Why are you mad? I mean, I'm talking racist stuff. You can disagree. I don't care. You can disagree. You know, like what nobody said. But why you got to bring race in it? Aaron don't even know you. But if you want to support him, that's fine. You don't have to. You can disagree as men and keep it moving. We do it on this show every day. We disagree every day, but I think some people think it personal. And that's the reason why that it gets out. Because Greg Jennings said a lot of these things a while ago. They dismissed it. Now, Mercedes Lewis said some stuff in the huddle that they did that's consistent with everybody else, what JaMychal Finley is saying. That some of Aaron's fans, they just dismissed that because they don't think since 2010 it's his fault that they're not in the Super Bowl. And it's not particularly his fault, it's the team's fault. It's a team game. We separate quarterbacks because they get paid the most and they get all the wins and all the losses. But for the most part, I don't have a problem with guys saying their opinion. The Green Bay Packers don't censor anybody. Now, if you work for them, that's different. Because the one coach, what's his name? I forgot his name. He went on and said something about Aaron and they fired him. Not fired. I guess
Winston Moss.
Yeah, Winston Moss. That's different. But these guys don't work for the Packers. You know, like you said, KGB, he don't work for the Packers.
Of everybody, if you want a credible guy.
Dude, there's a lot of fans.
Say what he wants.
There's a lot of fans that if you talk against our team, then you're an idiot and I don't agree with you.
Yeah, but if the guy played for the Packers, he's a fan of the Packers too.
Right. That's not how they look at it. He's speaking badly of the organization and about their quarterback, so screw you. Right. You just have an agenda. Right. That's how fans look at this. Fans don't want to hear negative stuff about their favorite player.
If they don't want to know the truth, they need to get off social media.
Just tell you, but that's.
But Bill Michaels asks you a question. But LaRoy, you're not gonna lie to the guy.
But this is where you're confused. They don't think that is the truth. They think they're making stuff up.
That's
just anybody that says anything negative about their favorite team. Fans think, it's just made up crap. I'll listen to what the team says because they wouldn't lie to me. The coach and the owners, they would never lie to me. What they speak is gospel, and what anybody else says is fabricated crap.
I think
that's what a lot of these people believe.
I don't think it's a lot of. I think it's one or two people. And I say that,
maybe
a thousand out of millions, trillions. It's the little small trolls.
How big of a percentage do you think it is, Gary? I think it's quite a few.
I don't think so. I think it's a small, minuscule people that really don't want to see the truth about their particular team. Every team goes through it. We're just here for this.
Well, it's not necessarily two teams. It's also a player.
Well, I'm just saying, the guy that played for the Packers, if a guy played for the Packers, he
most folks going to take, and Leroy, you and I both know this. Jennings, if he says something bad about Rodgers,
people don't care.
He's got an axe to grind,
right?
Well, he went to Minnesota, they hold that against him.
Exactly. They don't like him. So whatever he says is a lie.
Yeah.
Right? JaMychal Finley, if he says something bad about Aaron Rodgers, they ain't going to believe JaMychal Finley. Why?
I don't know.
Because they don't like him.
I don't know why they don't like
him. JaMychal Finley doesn't have a huge, he has a following, but a lot of folks would not respect what he's. Now, KGB. I don't know how you go against KGB.
Well, Mercedes Lewis only spent 1 year with the team.
They
Why would he
all
make that
over
up?
Mercedes Lewis when he said that.
But he didn't make it up.
Of course he didn't. And none of these guys making it up. No. Come on, Steve.
He's Gary Ellerson, Packer Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. Fresh. It's about wins and losses, and you always win at the Jewelry Center, Gary.
Yeah, my good friend Dean Murray.
Dean's a good guy.
76 in Layton Plaza in Brookfield off Bluemont Road and Tri-City National Bank Building. New location in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, my good friend Dean Murray is going to give you the most money for your old gold jewelry. And listen, spring break is just around the corner. And you probably have some old gold jewelry laying around. If you're looking to get some cash and go on spring break, all right, let's just let you have a little spending money.
When is Valentine's Day? Next Thursday, I think?
Valentine's Day is coming around, too. So you can bring your old gold jewelry cash in and buy your girl something for Valentine's Day.
Or your girl can buy you something.
Either way.
Either.
Either way. Well, my good friend Dean Murray can give you the best deals on just about anything in the store. When you go there, you're going to save money. Guys, you know, don't take my word for it. Go in.
He gave me the best advice.
What's your advice?
He said, because my girl's birthday is on the 13th, day before Valentine's Day. So I said, do I get her two gifts? He said, listen, go to shop TJC. This is true. Testimony. He said, go to shoptjc.com. And we'll do two separate gifts. You can do it right now from your phone. So she's going to have something arrive on both days. I didn't think about that. I really did. I'm just going to do some flowers. Candy, go to Pick and Save, get some chocolate covered strawberries, strawberries, and call it a day. No. I tell you what to do. Do this, and this. I appreciate that. I think I got a way out of it, Gary.
All right. That's the jury center. So,
Adam McKelvey coming up next. We'll talk about these apparent rule proposals for Major League Baseball.
Baseball with these rules. Man, it should stop.
Some of these rule proposals, I just am shaking my head at. They're just trying to kill the Brewers. I think that's what it seems like to me. God. We'll talk about it coming up next. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Fife for Gary Ellerson. Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler joining us now from MLB.com, Brewers.com. He is Adam McKelvey on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are we doing, Adam?
Oh, we're good. We're trying to enjoy our final days here in the icy Midwest.
Yeah, but then you're going to Arizona to see the newly redone ballpark down there.
Can you name it, Sparky?
Fields of Fields Brewers, of Brewers something.
Fields of Dreams for the Brewers,
whatever.
Right?
Oh, yeah. How many times am I going to screw that up in print?
But you know, I mean, Adam, part of it is they just want Maryville's name taken the heck out of it because it has a bad connotation with it.
Maybe. Maybe they're going to have some corporate naming rights, right?
Yeah, maybe American Family, just a guess. Hey, okay, so let's go over some of these proposals from MLB and the union that they were apparently going back and forth on. A three-batter minimum for pitchers. How does that affect baseball and the Brewers?
I'm not certain that it would impact the Brewers as they're constructed right now because they didn't necessarily use situational lefties until they got Xavier Cedeno late. They're, you know, Hader. I think the way they've described Alex Claudio to us, he's going to be a multi-batter guy and a guy who can pitch a full inning. So I'm not certain that that would have, like, if you're talking about immediate impact on this particular team, you know what would impact them is the front of the game, where they're going to have a guy face three batters
right after
a couple of games, the Dan Jennings game in St. Louis, and then the Wade Miley gambit in Los Angeles. You know, that's a change. So, but, you know, in terms of, like, this is to keep the game moving in the middle innings, I'm not certain that as they're constructed at this second, it would totally impact them.
Universal designated hitter, so the NL will then have a DH.
I don't know if I sound like an old coot for saying this. I'm sorry if I do. I love pitchers hitting. I just think that's the way that's just the game. And that's the way the game, that's the way the rules of the game were. And if you don't want the pitcher to hit and you want to bring in the DH, my question would be, why not have 10 hitters? Why nine? Why not have two DHs or three? Like, why is it then that you have nine batters that come to the plate each inning? Why not have no DH and just have eight guys bat, have the lineup be eight?
I'm fine with that.
I just don't love the rule because it just is, you know, there's nine players.
Well, I think the DH
and the nine guys bat.
I think there's two things to it. I think one, the DH gets older players more longevity in baseball where they can just be a DH if they can still hit at that point. See Paul Molitor. And the other part of it is it gets those same guys, you know, additional money at the end of the day and more offense in the game. instead of the pitcher hitting. And we know how this works, right? Football wants more offense, NBA wants more offense, and Major League Baseball wants more offense.
But if the you know, the impetus for a lot of this stuff here is speeding up the game, I'm not certain that more offense is an answer.
That's correct. Yep, I agree.
And it just seems to run contrary to the bigger picture efforts that are going on here. Look, I mean, the players like it because it's also some more jobs.
For sure.
And, you know, like you're saying, those players that can hang on. It is very tough right now for veteran players in Major League Baseball. I saw a study the other day about the average age coming down from a recent peak in like the mid 2000s. There were way more, you know, 30 somethings in the league. It is a young man's game right now. GMs all want young, controllable talent. How many times have we heard David Stern say that? And it is creating kind of a bad look for the game in that some veteran players, good players, Adam Jones is a name that's been kicked around and debated the last 24 hours or so. You know, they're having a hard time finding a job when that guy should not necessarily have a hard time finding a job. It's just that these GMs right now, they want young, controllable, pre-arbitration, pre-free agency talent. And to get that, you're going with younger players.
The DH
would be one way to kind of expand that a little bit.
The one rule I think is going to happen is the 20-second pitch clock. I think that's definitely going to happen because the commissioner is hell-bent on getting this game to be played at a faster pace.
Well, it is the easiest change to make to directly speed up the dead time between pitches. I would say the other thing is a lot of these players now that are up are used to this because they've had this in the minor leagues for a couple of years. And if players gripe about that, if pitchers gripe about that in the minors, I'm not aware of it. Like, I've never had a conversation with a guy who's come up and, like, said, you know, thank God I escaped the pitch clock. I just don't think it's that big of a deal to guys. And I agree. That's something that's pretty easy to implement, and I see that happening. The other one I like is expanding the roster to 26 was another idea that I saw kicked around. Players will love that because that's more major league, you know, 30 more major league active roster spots. And the way that teams are managing rosters now, there's so much back and forth. It's to a point. You know, it's comical because we're not the ones that have to deal with it. A guy like Jorge Lopez back and forth 5-6 times, Brent Suter the year before, the shuttle back and forth to the minors in order to keep fresh arms because you need so many bullpen arms now to get through games. I think that that's something that a lot of people in the game would get behind is expanding by one roster spot.
Yeah, I was looking at MLB.com on the Brewers part of it, and it was I got excited to see Kane and Yelich on the best duos in the MLB. That was a pretty interesting story. But I want to go to the broadcasting. I read your story on there about people get a chance to see the Brewers. I really was enjoying reading it. You get a chance. You can see some of the spring training starting and even hear it on national radio. It was pretty exciting.
Yeah, well, there's more. It's a sign that the team is in a good spot. And they're broadcasting, 14
telecast games. Yeah, 8 MLB.com webcast games.
Well, those are big because they are free-flowing. I don't know how many people listen to those, but they're pretty free-flowing, and you get guests in the booth and whatnot. So there still are some MLB.com webcasts. But, yeah, I asked our friends at our rival radio stations, you know, is 19 radio games seems like a lot to me, and they couldn't find anything. So fans are going to get to hear more spring baseball. And, I don't know if they should also be sure to go to Brewers.com.
Do you have any update, Jimmy Nelson update? Because I know pitchers and catchers are going soon. He had some great quotes coming out of On Deck, which was sold out, by the way. Do you have any updates? Do any checking around on him? Or you could tell us next time.
No, the best part for Jimmy Nelson is that there's no update. And that means that he is a full participant in spring training. You know, you're right, Leroy, he filled our notebooks at Brewers on Deck by saying he's looking for the opening day start.
I like that.
That's probably not totally realistic. I mean, far be it for me, a schlub on the couch, to say that this guy's not going to start opening day after what he's been through over the last 16 months or whatever it is. But I think they are going to be cautious with him because there's no rush at the very beginning of camp. But he says, and the team says, no restrictions. He got through the rehab protocol by the end of last fall, and he went down to instructs and threw to some hitters. You know, he got rid of the proverbial red jersey, and you know, he is a full member of this rotation. The question is, what does the velocity look like? What do the swings look like once hitters get in the box? That happens actually pretty early in camp. He should face some hitters. And then what does it look like when he gets into spring training games? Then the next question is just how physically does he hold up? That's going to be a little probably harder to get the answer to because he's always going to say he feels great. But what is a realistic number of innings that he could give them?
What about with the new pitching coach? Does that matter?
Well, I don't know that it matters specifically for Jimmy Nelson, but okay. I think for all of the pitchers, that's going to be a big storyline in spring because even though Chris Hook knows many of these guys, he was the double-A pitching coach and then the coordinator for the system, so he is very well-versed in Brandon Woodruff and Corbin Burns and Freddie Peralta, and I would say even Jimmy Nelson, but it's a different thing when it's game planning. You know, major league pitching coach is a different job than, the coordinator of the system in the minor leagues. So there is going to be a period where Chris Hook is going to have to just get on the same page with the likes of Jolys Chastain and Davies and Chase Anderson and kind of develop the trust that Derek Johnson had. That was one of the, you know, those guys rave about Derek Johnson, and a lot of it was like X's and O's. He's able to find something in the mechanics that made them better. But a lot of it was sort of, you know, like the mental side of the game too, where he was really good at finding the right thing to say to a guy to help the guy have success. So Chris Hook is going to have to find those things with these pitchers, some of whom he's not all that familiar with. And that's going to be a big part of what they do in spring training and the time they spend out on those fields.
Leroy's got one more question for you.
Yeah, I wanted to hold him up. I didn't know how much time you had. I still got a lot of, because I wanted to ask about Grandal and all that. The pitching aspects of it to me is interesting because every time a new pitcher comes out, if it's Baumgartner, then who else they got to add? The name we can't spell, Steve.
Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, Keuchel. All these come up and people get all enamored, but I thought Jimmy Nelson may have, if he's back, maybe they'll pass on these guys, but maybe they won't.
Well, you know, look, I did my best shot at trying to figure out how the rotation is going to shape up. There's a story on the site now, sort of started my around the horn. And it's really hard outside of Jolys Chastain to say with like 100% certainty, this guy is going to be in the rotation and make 33 starts. And I would say that that is unique compared to other camps that I've headed down to. Usually, you know, maybe there's, in a year where there's some uncertainty, there's three spots set and then there's a race for two. I don't know that I can think of a year where I can think of one spot set and a race for four. And look, I'm putting Chase Anderson and Zach Davies and the guys vying for a spot because I don't think anything's guaranteed the way that it went down for those two players at the end of last season and in the postseason. So I think there's, you know, and Jimmy Nelson with his uncertainty about his health, those young guys are really good, and they are definitely going to make starts for the Brewers this season. But is Corbin Burns going to make 30-plus starts, or are they going to use the flexibility of the fact that he has bullpen experience, the fact that he has options? Is there going to be some movement for the Burns, Woodruff, Peralta? You know, even Adrian Hauser is a guy we don't talk a lot. But, I mean, this guy was a big-time pitching prospect before Tommy John and looked good in relief for the Brewers last year. I think he's a guy who's going to play a role. So I think that, you know, you started, Leroy, by mentioning Yasmani Grandal, and he said something interesting where he referenced his time in Los Angeles, another club with, you know, very analytically driven, and they used tons of pitchers over the last couple of years. And Yasmani Grandal had to adapt on the fly to – tons of roster movement, guys going back and forth starting relief, all kinds of different array of pitchers from Clayton Kershaw, you know, one of the best pitchers in the league, to, you know, Walker Buehler just coming in as a rookie. And Grandal had to figure out how to handle each of those guys. And despite what maybe Brewers fans saw at the end of the year where Grandal just looked pretty lost behind the plate, this is a guy who gets pretty good rating, you know, rating for framing, for calling a game, for handling a staff. and that included handling a big staff. So, you know, if the Brewers go at it again, you know, with sort of using depth and a lot of different guys to cover these innings and shifting between roles, I think they found a catcher who's pretty well positioned to handle that because he's been doing it for the last couple of years.
He is Adam McKelvey. You should follow all of his stuff, of course, over at Brewers.com, a part of MLB.com as well. Adam, thanks so much. And
thanks a lot, Adam.
I'm sure you'll enjoy going back down to Phoenix and getting warm again.
Yes, I will. Now, who are we going to see down there? I haven't even talked to any of you guys.
Let's see. Going down there will be Baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson, Tim Allen, Jeff Orlovsky, Bill
Michaels. They won't let me and Sparky go.
Yep, all those guys are going.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I think you guys need to get up on the list somehow. Maybe next year. I'm curious to see this new facility.
Yeah, I'm curious to see the pictures from it when you guys start tweeting pictures out. Adam.
That's just how it is for the fans. You know, how there used to be such great access, and I hope that remains.
Yep.
That's a great point.
Soon,
I hadn't thought about that part of it. Adam, thanks for
thanks
the call.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Take care. There he is. Adam McKelvey on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Philadelphia made a big trade involving Tobias Harris. How does that affect the Bucks? We'll discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.